Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, I'm joined by renowned erotic photographer and director Holly Randall. She's host of the Playboy TV series Adult Film School, which helps couples live out their real-life sexual fantasies. She's here to talk erotica, fantasies, and why confidence is the sexiest thing anyone can wear and how you can get it. Thanks for listening. Okay, you know I'm always saying how important it is to mix things up in the bedroom. Well, Hustler Hollywood Stores should be your main destination for the best toys, erotica, the sexiest lingerie, and most of all, the easiest way to find the answers you've been looking for on how to enhance your sex life. Because I'm always saying, spice it up, talk to your partner. People are like, we can't talk about this. So just want to go to a store, have a date night, check it out. There is everything in this store that could fulfill your fantasies. There is one in Hollywood. There are 12 stores around the country. You got to check them out. And it's unlike other adult novelty stores. They turn shopping for sex toys into an enjoyable and enlightening experience. I've been very enlightened there, I have to say. Each store is filled with attractive displays and they have great staff and they help you like find the toys you want. And and if you're not sure where there is a Hustler store near you, you should visit hustlerhollywoodstores.com. Find your local Hustler Hollywood location. Here's the best part. They love my Sex with Emily listeners. So all you got to do to make your sex life better is they're offering a 20% discount if you mention Sex with Emily at checkout. In the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily, get 20% off all your sexy purchases. Happy shopping.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out our podcast, sign up for our mailing list. We're updating it every single day. And you can learn if you're not always able to listen to the podcast. I promise you, you're going to find a lot to read on our website and videos and also on social media. We're always tweeting out, you know, interesting articles and things that we've written, quotes, stuff like that, that you will like and change your life. That is all on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. And I'm here with the lovely Menace, who I miss terribly.
What's going on? I know,
it's so sad.
I feel
sad.
Like I haven't been here in a while.
You haven't. We haven't. Like, I don't even know what the hell is going on with you.
You're the one that's all over the place.
Everyone says that, but you're all over the place. But you're only in Las Vegas. But you and Disneyland. But you know, that's cool. You're all over.
I know. How's your life going? What's going on?
You know, it's been good. I think, where was I in my dating scale last time we saw each other? I was starting to do Hinge and all that.
You were casually dating a mystery man that you would not tell me about.
Done. Over.
Oh, already?
Oh, yeah. That's
so
done.
I had so much hope for that one.
Why? Why would you have hope for that one out of all the casual mystery men I've dated in 10 years?
I think, this is weird. I thought that you might be the one woman that would change, but you won't change, so forget it.
Honey, I think that too. And you know what? It's funny you say that. I am changing. Here's the thing. I don't think we all change that much.
Yeah.
I think we learn to accept who we are, and we learn to adapt to our challenges that we have in life and whatever struggles we have or whatever it is that presents themselves in our life as issues or challenges or where we want to grow. I'm always going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in relationships, I've never been looking for that traditional relationship.
Ever since I've known you.
Right. But I'm also open to now I'm proactively dating, which I've never done before. Because
mm-hmm.
I realized that what I did was I always dated people who, you know, I always met a lot of guys, asked me out, let's just go out. And I felt like I was reactively dating. I wasn't proactively dating.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of like, yeah, I'll go with you. I met you at the bar. I'll go. My friend Andrew used to joke with me. He's like, Emily, I swear to God, you're like at a party, you trip over some guy and he's your boyfriend for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what was happening to me. So now how I'm changing is that I'm proactively choosing rather than just saying, oh, I met these few guys, asked me out, I'll go with them, I'll pick one, you know? So I'm like, you know, just telling people I'm single, meeting guys, giving them, you know, going out with them and also doing a little bit of online dating, which is a full-time job. Which I don't have time for because I already have two.
So now you're on Hinge, and that's like worked through people that you know, right?
It's like Facebook. I mean, it's like Tinder. Mm-hmm. However, you have to have a mutual friend in common.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of like LinkedIn.
Yeah. Kind of like LinkedIn. Remember they started that LinkedIn dating site?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about
they
that.
They did. I don't know how well it went along. But,
apparently,
you know, it's been fun.
I would have heard about it if it did well.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it didn't do that well. So, yeah, it's just been fun. I've been going out. Just trying to, like, go out more and have a good time.
Cool.
And been traveling. And where have I been? I don't know. I'm trying to think since I saw you.
Oh,
I did that huge, like, Israel and all that stuff. But right now I'm in town. What about you?
I'm just extremely busy here in Los Angeles doing the morning show. And a lot of Sex with Emily listeners listen to the morning show that I'm on called The Woody Show. It's also on iTunes. Just search out The Woody Show. But it's like I'm cross-promoting all the time. I shout you out on the show when, you know, anytime sex talk comes up, I go, oh, well, Emily from Sex with Emily says, you know. So I give you a shout-out. So I was actually on iTunes, and I was working on a couple things. And I look, and I see that you are in the top 250 podcasts.
Shut up.
In all of iTunes.
Are you serious?
iTunes. Do you know how crazy that is? Do you know how many podcasts there is?
Wait, dude, when? Since when? I did not know that.
I just checked, like, the other day.
And not in health, but in all podcasts.
In all podcasts, it's in the top 250.
Dude, there's 200,000 podcasts.
Yeah. Insane,
oh my God.
Right?
I have no idea.
Everyone that listens.
Oh, I love you. I love you all. And that's just, I could cry. That's amazing.
That's crazy. crazy.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Keep on rating and reviewing. If you listen to the podcast, please, I mean, that's the least you can do. You know, I don't want to shame you or guilt trip you into it, but, you know, it does cost money out of Emily's pocket just to even put this together. Exactly. It's okay. You can
I'm eating a brownie. You guys, I'm really hungry. I'm eating a brownie.
We can totally hear it, so just go ahead and eat it. So the thing is, it's just like, that's just the least you can do. Just go to iTunes, rate it, give it, you know, 5 stars. Please. And then just write a comment in there because that actually helps us. And then that
helps us. Yeah.
And it helps the show going. Cool. But I was just so impressed. I couldn't believe it because I go, you know what? I'm going to look in, you know, what is the top podcast? And I was like scrolling down and I saw Sex with Emily right up there. I was like, holy ish.
Dude, let's do a screen grab. That's amazing. What number am I?
I think, well, it's not 250, maybe like 263 like that.
Okay, but so that's not 250, but that's top 300.
But geez, I don't, that's, really. That you don't understand, like hundreds of thousands of podcasts are out there.
I know. And people, no.
I'm not saying that you're a pioneer, but you have been a pioneer in podcasting since it was, you know, before it was popular. Now it's like
everybody's got a podcast.
Everybody and their mom has a podcast. Everybody. You know, cats even have podcasts these days.
I know,
it's
true.
But it's just amazing that you've kept this up over the years and you started out before anyone was like, oh, what's a podcast? I don't understand how that even works. How do you even download it? How do you listen to it? Now it's so easy to listen to podcasts and you can get it so many different ways.
I know. It's crazy. I feel like it's just exploded. Like, I think Serial, that was a big thing on NPR. But I also think, it was 2005 that I started. It was the first year podcasting was starting and people still don't know what the hell it is, but they're knowing more and more how to listen. No, and it's really easy. You could download the Podcast One app, and if you have iTunes on your phone, there's a podcast app that comes along with it for free, or Stitcher.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it's so easy. You just stream it. And it's I tell people this all the time. I like grab their phones. I'm like, this is easy.
Props to you. Thank you. Yeah. I've been holding that in to tell you here on the show.
I appreciate that. Well, you've been with me along the way. And Menace, you've always
I think your brother and I have been the only consistent man in your life. Ever.
That's true. Actually, you're my longest relationship. Next
I know,
brother.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you drive me crazy, but
I know. Oh, I'm so touched. I need to take a moment. It's really
yeah,
nice.
So okay, let's go back to dating where people actually give it F about. Okay, you dropped the casual guy.
I dropped the casual guy. I mean, we dropped it together. We're friends.
Oh, so... No, it's see, like, you always keep him in the friend zone. You back burner every single guy that you date. So he's in the... I can only think of one. I don't want to get into it because I always cut it out of the podcast when you delve deep into it. But I can only think of like one relationship that you've been in where it ended badly and you don't talk to them.
And oh, my then, God.
Yeah, but I don't want to go into it. But the thing is, every other one, you're like cool with them. You hang out with them. You go on freaking vacations with new boyfriends, with ex-boyfriends.
Exactly. And I think you're going to appreciate it because this guy's the same way. Like, I feel like he and I are going to be best friends in like 3 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. So there's like a weird thing like...
No, we actually saw each other the night, but we're not having sex. We're just friends. And I adore him. I really do. And the truth is that, you know, moving to LA has been a big... It's been 2.5 years now. Mm. But I was in San Francisco for 20, so making new friends, and I don't meet that many people that I think are awesome, because it's hard just to connect. You don't connect with every single person, and I don't have a lot of time, and so I really do want to be friends with them, and I think we just want different things. But yeah, you're right. I really am friends with, you know, one of my best friends here is an ex from years ago, the one you used to call the used car salesman, which he is
not. Well, he looked like a used car salesman.
He was wearing a suit.
Didn't he have a pinky ring?
No. No. And he did not have a pinky ring.
He had like some weird cheesy gold ring, and then he was wearing a suit and slick back hair.
All he was doing was wearing a suit. He would not wear jewelry. And you know what? It's so cool about staying friends with exes, which is why I think if you can preserve a relationship, I get a lot of them end really ugly. Mm-hmm. But you share something with them. You're with them. You're close. Yeah. And why not continue the friendship? It's good to have good male friends. And I actually, the ex here... The one from the used car salesman has a new girlfriend, and I can't wait to meet her and invite her to my birthday party, the whole thing. You're right. I am friends with the exes. It's a good time.
It's crazy. So, okay, now you have a new friend.
I have a new, a new friend.
The electronic friend that we talked about last time was the Sivian. What's going on with that?
Oh, my God, dude. It's still...
What?
I have to set it up. It's in my garage, though. Will you come over?
Do I have to come over and set that up?
Just like my cable.
Yeah.
I know. We were doing the Bravo show.
I set up your cable and your Sivians.
You did. Will you do that?
Yeah.
It'd be good. We could shoot a video. It's funny because there is a video on my YouTube channel, which I am growing. It's Sex with Emily, so you should check it out. I had never, I hadn't had television in 20 years. And we were on a Bravo reality show called Misadvised, which is awesome. You can download it. And they made me into TV. They're like, how the hell can you be on a reality show that you've never seen anything on network? So I called Menace. I'm like, 911. But the worst part was, like, even after that, I could never turn it on and off. And I'd be like, really? Menace. And then I had to write a sticker on the remote. That was a good time.
Yeah, little notes.
I sound like your grandmother right now. Like, but TVs are hard.
Oh, it's hard stuff. Oh, I had to set up my dad's, all his stuff.
Right,
recently.
See, I sound like your dad. I know, it's so true.
Do you know what's crazy? Speaking of reality TVs, just recently, LA's so insane. You never know who you're going to run to, who you're going to talk to. And I was at the House of Blues, which is shutting, what's on Sunset Boulevard here in Los Angeles, which is shutting down, which is really sad.
I know, it's really sad.
So I wanted to go before it shut down. And I had some friends who manage her part of some band, you know, whatever. I'm backstage and I'm talking with them. And then here comes all these TV cameras. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know. And then my friend told me, like, oh, they're shooting Dash Dolls right now. Oh. The Kim Kardashian spinoff show.
No way.
And then I go, oh, okay, that's cool. And then so I go and I sit down VIP and I'm watching the band, and then all the Dash Doll girls come sit at my table, and they're like shooting all the stuff.
Oh my God.
So then they made me sign paperwork. So
right, you're like, I know this drill.
You might see me on the show, like probably for like a frame.
Like years ago, you were talking on the show, like, are you going to really talk about the Kardashians? Yeah. People still send emails because they listen to the old shows all the time. Like, do you talk about the Kardashians? We talked about like three times.
Dude, I'm sorry. Only millions of people are into the Kardashians. I'm sorry that you are too cool for school.
It's not too cool.
You know, you can't. It's
about sex.
It's unavoidable if you turn on the television or radio or go on the internet.
I hear you. They're everywhere. I feel like I don't know who they are. My niece is here right now from Michigan, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All she wanted to do is go to Dash.
Oh, really? Nice.
I'm like, we'll walk in. We'll
you should
grab
just
it.
Had me take her.
Dude, really? Can you take her place? Is she still here? Okay, I think we have to welcome our guest.
Okay, cool.
Holly Randall, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Holly?
Thank you so much. I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for being here. We already gave you a little intro here. But Holly Randall, she's the daughter of legendary erotic photographer Suzy Randall. Is it Suze?
It's Suze, yeah.
Suze Randall. And you've shot the cover of almost every major men's magazine.
That's right.
Which is quite a feat. Yeah. Playboy, Penthouse. I mean, you've been doing photography, but now you're also directing, correct?
Yes.
And you were nominated for an XBiz Award in 2014, Best Photo Site.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And it's all at hollyrandall.com. And right now, I love that you're the host of the Playboy TV's Adult Film School.
Yes.
That is amazing. I love the concept of that show because we're always talking on the show. And this, I already said that's not that's right. I'm just trying to be polite. I'm like at a party. Like, hey, you guys all met? You know Madison here? You know
yeah.
That I'm always telling couples, you know, exchange bucket lists or talk about your sexual fin. And it's so, it can be so hard for couples in long-term relationships. And I think, like, the service of this show, like, helping couples make their own sex tape and living out their own fantasies is a great concept.
Yeah, what I really love about the show is that it's this opportunity that I have to give these couples this amazing experience, and especially the women too, you know, because we take them through the entire transformation of the makeup and the hair and the wardrobe and the styling, and we build a set, and it's all, you know, attuned to the specific fantasy that they request from us. So for them to really see this whole transformation that they get to go through, like the professionals do, and then these girls get to see themselves in a totally different light, you know, like,
and they feel the confidence.
They feel confident, they feel sexy, and they emanate that, and then, you know, their husband or their boyfriend picks up on that, and then it really just kind of like snowballs from there, and it's just a great experience.
And I think, yeah, it is a great experience. I would think that it would be so inspiring too, hopefully, for women watching, because as we know, when, you know, low self-esteem, you know, lacking confidence, not feeling good about your body, like, is a huge killer of women's sex drive, their libido, the reason why they're not able to, you know, really have the sex life they want, they deserve. So I think that's super cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and, you know, like, there's so much smoke. I mean, we compare ourselves to, you know, what we see, like, in the media and what we see, you know, and in online, especially, you know, with porn and that kind of thing. And so I think it was really great for these people to see themselves, like, kind of in that light, like, after, you know, they've gone through all of those pre-production steps, and they say, oh my God, you know, like, I can look amazing too. And I think also it helped them realize that, you know, that there is a lot of smoke and mirrors involved in all of
right.
this, and that these girls don't necessarily look perfect, like,
they did
from
not
the
wake
get-go.
Up like this.
Yes.
Yeah. No, for somebody that hasn't seen the show, is it... Can you explain it? It says film school. Does it teach you how to make a video or what it?
We definitely drop like little like nuggets of knowledge like here and there throughout
the lighting.
Show. Yeah. Like we say like, okay, you know, you can take what we're doing right here in the show and you can apply this at home and let me explain this in a way that it would make sense at home. So, but basically the show is about taking amateur couples who want to make a professional sex tape and they come to me and they send in their amateur one that they filmed at home, like on their smartphone or on their laptop or wherever they did it. And then I critique it and we talk about how we could, you know, improve upon it. And then they tell me their fantasy, like what they want to act out, you know.
Maybe. What are some of them?
There was a fireman one. And that was actually really fun because what we did was we really made that one really playful and kind of hokey and cheesy, like in a purposely.
Right.
And so it was actually like really kind of funny. We had this whole like intro where we had the smoke machine and like basically the girls like dreaming on the bed because we didn't want to actually like make it seem like it was a dangerous situation, like there was actually a fire going on.
Right? There was like pretend fire.
Yeah, right.
No smoke.
Yeah, so we really need to make sure that we play it at the fantasy angle, like because all women love firemen.
Right?
So the idea was that the girl was dreaming, and like in her dream, like this sexy fireman like burst through the door, like with this axe and like this all this smoke behind him, and it was just this very dramatic entrance. It was very hokey and cheesy, but it was really really fun, and I think it was really fun for them to act that out and to have fun with it, and then obviously the fun leads to the sex, which is sexy. Now, so, you know, it can be fun and it can be sexy.
Yeah.
Now, is it people that just want to make a video for their home use or is it actually people that want to market it after they shoot something?
A couple of them had aspirations to maybe move on into the adult arena and do like adult movies. But most of them honestly were just like couples who just had kind of like a kinky side that they wanted to explore. A lot of them were married with kids. Lived in like small towns in like the Midwest. I mean, you know, because we fly people from all over the U.S.
Right.
So most of them were really just honestly just real couples who just wanted to have this opportunity to make this like have this experience and make this incredible, beautiful product, like showing their love. And that's really the extent of it.
Right. I mean, I think that it can be really, you know, a great thing for couples to reconnect them if they've been together a long time as well. But then they're doing it on TV. So then everyone sees it. So I would think. But the message is, I guess, do it at home, too. Like, live out your fantasies at home and figure out
Yeah, absolutely.
You want.
I mean, obviously, not everybody is comfortable going and having sex on TV, you know?
Like, not yet. I haven't
for everyone
yet.
To see. But, like, these people that are on the show are adventurous enough to do that. And then, like I said, you know, we talk about how you at home, who's watching the show but isn't necessarily going to, you know, cast for this show, how you can apply, you know, what we're doing right now to your tapes at home and how you can improve them.
That's cool. Are there any popular fantasies that keep coming? You're like, really? Another one with the pizza guy? You know?
Let's see. There's a lot of like maid ones, like French maid, you know, because that's like a sexy outfit and there's kind of like a role-playing thing in there. Right. There was a couple firemen and fireman ones, policemen.
Right.
A lot of ones where, you know, the familiar kind of typical ones, like schoolgirl, like the ones that I think that you and I
But then do you like write a script for them? Or are you like, do they follow a script or it's more like, here's how it's going to go down. You're going to walk in, he's going to spank you, tell you right on the chalkboard, you know?
Things? Yeah, we definitely don't do a script because like for me to ask them to like,
Memorize lines. You're going to be naked on camera, have sex, and you got to memorize.
Yeah, and you got to act. It's like it's too much for them, you know? So we try to make it as simple as possible and as fun as possible.
Well,
so.
I think it's great. And I have a quote. I was reading an interview that someone did with you, and I think it was a great quote. You said, "I'd like to be able to encourage women to open up and to embrace their sexual selves. After all, the sex drive is one of the most important and strongest motivations known to mankind. Its significance is profound, and it should not be ignored or feared," which so many people do. And that doesn't mean you need to believe in free love or screw every guy who comes your way. It just means that you need to allow yourself to explore what drives you and allow yourself to give those needs consideration and respect. It's part of a well-balanced individual. So it's almost like saying this is a requirement because so many couples are struggling with their sex drives and staying connected after 6 months, 6 years, you know, 20 years. And it's like, I almost think a lot of the monogamous sex or sex in general is in crisis in a lot of ways because couples don't know how to keep it going. And that's why, you know, I do my show, I try to help them. So I feel like that's the work that you're doing.
Especially too, because people are just so afraid to even just talk about it. I mean, even just opening the lines of communication, that's the first step, you know?
And because I've been doing this we've been doing this show for 10 years and I've given a lot and like, just talk to them. And then lately this last year, I've just been thinking, you know, it's not so easy. I'm always like, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. But I mean, do you have any special tips for couples who've never talked about it or just how to start breaking the ice or things that have worked for them?
I think that maybe watching, I think actually this is...
Because you make porn as well, right?
Yeah. This is one of the reasons I think that like something like 50 Shades of Grey has been so successful, because it's something that's mainstream enough that like you would go and watch it, you know, in the theater, you know, it's like a porn where like you wouldn't go watch it with your friends or your significant other. You wouldn't, not something that you need to hide, but it also opens up, you know, this whole other world that most people haven't explored. And I think that a lot of couples probably did go see that movie and then come back from that and think, you know, these explored some interesting topics that, you know, maybe you and I should think about. So I think that maybe something like that, like watching like a sexy movie that isn't necessarily a porno, like 50 Shades of Grey, or actually my favorite, I mean, if we're talking,
yeah,
you know,
tell
like
me some good stuff
BDSM,
for...
like The Secretary is my favorite.
Secretary is such a good film.
But not everybody's into that.
Right.
Kind of
so
thing,
what else
know?
Would you suggest that would be good for couples in the porn or some of the films you've made or, you know, anything that you...
Well, if you want to watch an actual like adult movie, I mean, you know, there's a lot of like couple-friendly porn out there. I mean, it's just...
Right.
It's
I know. There's so much. I'm just wondering if there's anything that you love. But, you know, I
love
get
the
it.
Stuff
just...
that... I mean, obviously the stuff that I do is fantastic.
Right. Well, tell me about your favorite film that you've done. What's the one that you really love?
Well, actually, I just shot... Because normally I shoot... So I started off as a photographer, right? And then I actually taught myself how to shoot video and how to direct because I could see that that's where the industry was going. Because I've been doing this for 17 years.
Right. And you grew up with it in your home.
Yeah.
Which is... So interesting.
Exactly. So, like, I've been around it for a long time. So I saw it progress from way before the internet started, when it was just magazines and movies, and then the internet, the beginning of the internet, when really it was just photos because the technology wasn't good enough for video, and then video, you know, the streaming got better, and so everyone wanted more and more video. So I was like, oh God, I better start doing video. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I better figure it out.
It's the best way to learn.
Yeah. So, so I just started shooting scenes, and I mean, you know, this is years ago, but still most people just know me as a photographer. A lot of people don't know that I actually shoot and direct video as well. So I just shot my first movie actually as a cohesive piece that's
going to
be, thank you, distributed through Adult DVD Empire. And that's called True Erotica. And so
True Erotica.
Yeah. So I would say that that probably is one piece is kind of like... my most current and proudest piece.
Congratulations. Can they find out more on hollyrandall.com? Or where would they find it?
We really, following me on social media is the best way to get the news on that.
Okay, so yeah, social media. Let's talk about your social media.
Twitter, it's very easy. I'm not famous or important enough for anyone wanting to pretend to be me. So pretty much if it says Holly Randall, it's probably me.
Okay.
So I'm just at Holly Randall on Twitter. At Holly Randall on Instagram.
Okay.
At Holly Randall 78 on Tumblr, and then I'm on Facebook as well.
Got it.
How did this go over in your personal life when you meet new people that they're not in the industry and you tell them what you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I mean, Emily goes through that all the time.
I deal this daily.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear.
It depends on who it is, right? So I kind of gauge like who I'm talking to, like what I think they might or not may be cool with what way they may not be. I'm lucky enough that I have a very broad spectrum of clients that I work for. So I shoot for everyone from Playboy, I shoot for Playboy Plus, all the way to like browsers. So I can like, if I'm shooting with somebody, if I'm talking to somebody who I think's like, you know, Playboy is respectable to them, but anything a little bit more, then I'm just like, oh yeah, I shoot for Playboy. And then I don't mention the rest of the stuff. I just leave that part out. And then they're like, oh, that's so interesting, you know?
Totally.
Or I just tell them I'm a glamour photographer and I just shoot like model portfolios and pinups.
Yeah, but what about in your personal life though? In your personal
life? Yeah, are you in a relationship or are you dating?
I am.
Okay.
I am, yes.
So.
And he loves porn, so he
has no problem with what I do.
He's like, bonus.
Yeah, but how did that go when you first broke that to him or...
Well, actually,
meet him through work.
I met him through work. I met him through the Playboy TV show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he's a producer on the show.
I mean, because it can be a stark sign. I'm like, I give advice on relationships. Depends who I'm talking to.
Yeah. I think, honestly, like, I always feel bad for men who work in the industry because I feel like they have a much harder time finding a woman who understands, who's understanding about them working in the industry than it is for a woman. I mean, honestly, I've never had a problem where I've dated a guy and he's like, you work in porn. I don't ever want to speak to you again. Like, I've never had that problem.
I don't think you will ever have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, really? Let's hang out more.
Yeah, exactly. If anything, like, it makes
date now.
Me more interesting to people. Yeah. So.
Okay. So first we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk more about all the sexy stuff you do. But I need to talk about the Fleshlight because Do you know about the Fleshlight? The number one sex toy for men? Male masturbation
stuff? Are you kidding me? I've shot a whole bunch of their stuff. Actually.
Oh, nice. You did?
Oh, yeah. I worked with them a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah? So we love the Fleshlight. Huge fan of Fleshlight. And so have you shot them getting like the molds and stuff? Or you shoot their photography for their website?
The photography for the website and some of the box stuff. Like I shot like Jesse Jane, Tara Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Riley Steele.
We live with them in our office. We live with your artwork in our office. Sweet. Because if you come and drop me, we have the Fleshlight boxes everywhere. That's awesome. So as you know, it is an amazing experience for men. If I had a penis, I would stay home all day with my Fleshlight.
It's so funny because, you know, every time I shoot for them, I get some samples. And my guy friends just like, I mean, they just steal them from me.
Right,
they're
same.
Just like, oh my God, every guy I've given a Fleshlight to just like loves them.
Right? And yeah. It's like, I don't know how, it's like, it's not like it's going to replace sex. It's not like it's going to replace your partner, but it feels different and amazing than sex. It's not, you know, it's like the ridges inside, the ribs.
I've used it with my boyfriend and it was a lot of fun.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's the hand job, man. It's the hand job movement we used to talk about years ago. I love
you
hand job.
You were pushing that hand job movement.
I was like, I wasn't trying to replace the blow job. I'm like, hand jobs are fun. And then the Fleshlight makes it even a lot more fun. It's engineered to look and feel like the real deal. You can also get them that look like your favorite porn star. They have their vaginas molded. I was actually invited to Austin to one of the moldings recently, but I couldn't go. Mm. I really wanted to.
They have a beautiful place there.
I know. I'm gonna go soon. I definitely am. So, you guys check it out. And I've heard from a lot of listeners, I mean, that have actually bought them and thanked me. And no one has said, why the hell did you make me buy a Fleshlight? So I think it is your time. If you want to spice up your sex life, you want to last longer in bed, they have a stamina training unit. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use coupon code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Because what is a Fleshlight without some lube, right? What is life without lube? Are you kidding? Come on. I love lube. So you typically are shooting women then that are already in the industry, or do you do boudoir stuff? I mean, or do you do... It's mostly industry people who are.
It's mostly industry people, but I have had people hire me for boudoir shoots. I've shot like wives for husbands, for anniversary presents, for wedding presents, and stuff like that.
Because I think it can be so great for to empowering for women. Like we were talking about, kind of how we started and saying just giving them confidence, stuff like that. So because if you don't have, you know, we're always talking in the show about how to get the confidence, but I think it's a great tool, like just to look at yourself and to take it. You know, how do you work with women in that? Like, do you kind of ask, you know, is it kind of like a give and take? How do you feel about this? I mean, it's because it's a very intimate experience, too, when you're shooting someone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I obviously, if they're hiring me to shoot them for their own personal use, then obviously, you know, it's their say how they want to shoot, what they want to do. And everybody's different. Some people are very specific, have very specific ideas. Some people really don't have any idea what they want, and they want me to feed them ideas. And then, you know, I give them ideas, and then they say what they like, what they don't like. So I think it's really important to make sure that, you know, that they feel safe and they feel secure, you know, and that we're shooting in like in a closed environment. Like I make sure that the location that I'm shooting at, like the owner is not a guy who's going to like hang around or have like people over, like coming in and out of the house. Like sometimes you get people that don't understand like that, you know, it's kind of, we really just want to keep it intimate and keep people away. Right. And so I take that into consideration and I make sure that, you know, I get a really great makeup artist who's going to make them look good, but also going to make them feel good. You know, he's going to talk to them through the whole process. A lot of times, if the budget allows for it, I'll hire a clothing stylist too. And I'll ask the girl too before the shoot, I'll go, look, you know, do you have any flaws or anything that you're concerned about that you want me to know about? You know, because all of us have something that we're insecure
Everybody
about.
Everybody has something.
Like maybe you like have a tummy you don't love. Maybe you don't want to show off your boobs too much, but you want to show off your butt, like whatever it is. And then we take that into consideration when we dress you. You know, we can dress you in outfits that'll show off your boobs, but hide your tummy, like whatever it is that you need. So.
Right. Okay. I did a boudoir shoot in San Francisco years ago. Do you remember this? It was a woman. She was a guest on the show probably like six, seven years ago. And she's like, oh, I'll do one for you. And it was cool, but I think I wasn't. I liked the pictures. They were great, the photos, but I don't think I was as maybe confident at the time. I mean, I don't know what, but I would love to do it again. And I do think that it was a good experience seeing myself in that light.
Yeah.
I mean, and definitely like, you know, talking to her first or what, you know, accentuating the parts of yourself that you feel good about.
I think it was just like, maybe some of the photos weren't really your style.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it wasn't. I'd rather do something that was. Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah, it
I think
was,
it's important.
She wasn't my jam. It wasn't my.
I think
thing.
It's important to incorporate what the person likes too. And also, like, especially when I work with new models, you know, I always think it's a good idea to consider incorporating some kind of prop into the situation. For example, like, a lot of girls, like, when they're modeling, they don't know what to do with their hands, you know, like, that's one, like, what do I do with my hands?
Give them a flashlight.
Yeah, I know, right? Give them a flashlight and let's pose with flashlights. Right. But, you know, like, say you're doing something like, I don't know, a really cute scenario where the girl's like riding a bike and then, like, you know, there's a basket of flowers and then she has flowers to hold and she can kind of play with the flowers.
That's smart. That's good.
Or something like that. But if you're shooting somebody who has very specific interests, and I'll ask girls this too, like when I shoot for Playboy, especially if I'm shooting like a Cyber Girl of the Month, like we might want to do a set that reflects like who you are as a person and what you're into and your hobbies. And especially if you're new, if you're doing something that's kind of, or we're incorporating a set or a look or a concept that's familiar to you, then it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable in that situation because you're like, this is what I do. Like, this is something that I own and I'm going to photograph myself doing something
that
I own.
And I think that makes sense too, because right now we all want to see everyone, you know, everything's about reality. So seeing who they really are, not just in some pose that you've seen a million times, but really incorporating who they are, and then they'll feel more comfortable no matter, I guess, how experienced you are.
Right.
I think that's a good, what's my word? That's a good tactic.
She's having a party tonight, so there's a lot on her mind.
No, my entire family's in town from Michigan, which is six people, and I'm having a birthday party. It's not my birthday today. It was last week. But anyway,
Thank you. She's all stressed out.
I'm not stressed out. I'm just stressed out because my friend that I'm having with this stressed me out.
All right.
She wanted me there an hour earlier. I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not going early. But,
okay, good.
So the other thing is, okay, so what do you think about this whole, like, selfie thing? Everyone taking selfies or sending naked photos and that thing? I mean, first of all, what do you think about it? And then do you have any tips for me? I've never sent a naked photo to a guy. I've never done it. I don't even get it. And Madison here, my producer, she's always trying. She's like, just when you feel good, Emily, just look in the mirror and take a bunch of pictures. I'm like, I don't have time because I'm usually late. But, like, what's a good advice for that?
Well, good advice for selfies is, okay, window light is, like, the best thing that you can use.
Natural
light. Funny. Natural light. Window light is gorgeous because it's this big, like, diffused source of light. And it's funny because I see people do this all the time where they're trying to take a selfie in front of the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the camera in the phone is going to automatically compensate for the brightest thing in the photo. The brightest thing is going to be the window behind you. So it's going to compensate for behind you, not you. So that's how you turn into a silhouette. But if you flip around so that the window is lighting you, so the phone is in front of your face and the window is behind the phone.
Oh.
So you're using the window to light you.
You just changed my entire life.
It will, like,
that's all I needed to know.
Every time. It's just the best light and the catch light in the eyes. It's gorgeous. And usually, actually, the best window light is in cars. That's why you see people take pictures of themselves in cars all the time.
Right, because you got the sunlight coming in.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one, the wrong way, is called backlighting.
Yeah, right? And unless you have a light in front that can balance out that backlight, you don't.
What about, like, is there certain ways, like, you're supposed to...
Well, obviously, like, okay, so anything about, if you were talking, like, portrait, like, face shots, anything a little bit above eye level is best.
Right? That's what I think, too.
Yeah. And also, too, like, you want to make sure, you want to keep the camera, the phone, as kind of as far away from your face as you can, because because it's a wide-angle lens.
Hence and so the closer, stick.
Exactly. The closer it is to you and your face, the more distorted you're going to look.
Okay.
Because it's wide, so you want to get it as far away from your face, and that's.
I've been using a Olo clip. Do you know what those are?
Mm-mm.
It's a lens. It's like a fisheye type lens that you can put onto your phone, so you don't have a selfie stick that you're putting out forever.
I want one.
Using that one. That's why I never post any selfies, but since there's been guests coming in lately, I've been using the Olo clip, and it's great.
Okay, good to know. I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you. Holly, so what else are you working on? Like, is there any next projects? Are you more interested in doing film now, or are you be doing more photography, or a little bit of everything?
Well, the thing is that the market is really going towards film. It's not really going towards photography.
No,
I wish it was.
Not.
I mean, in my heart, photography is still my first love.
And that's
it's still the one thing that I will probably prefer. But I love shooting video, and, you know, I've improved a lot, and I've learned a lot, and... So I'm shooting my second movie for Adult DVD Empire right now. So
good.
I've just shot the first half and started the second half.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, what is, if you could shoot, like, your fantasy sex scene, what would be yours if you felt like sharing that with us?
My own fantasy sex scene? Oh, man. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Well, it's funny because I would say, like, it would probably be something on the beach or something at sunset. But it's funny because I think in my head, like, because I've shot stuff at sunset on the beach, and I'm thinking all of, like, the production problems that one would have. I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, like, the gnats come out at sunset. Right. And, like, the sand gets in your vagina. Right. And it, like, grinds on everything. And then, like, there's little, like, sand mites. And then it gets cold. And then I'm like, nah. So, like, I'm just thinking. So maybe something inside.
I've always had this one for years that people love.
Tell me.
I go, no, not me, but one for you. And then you're always anti it. But I think you might turn around this time. So, like, years ago, I'm like, what's your ideal man? And I go, if you find a guy that's absolutely perfect, you know, would you be with him? And I go, but there's one thing. He wants you to dress up as the Hamburglar from McDonald's. And then that's his only one thing, but he's perfect in every single way. And he's your dream man. Like, you'll get married to him, but he just wants to do that. And do you know what she said? She said that she wouldn't do it.
Okay, no, you know
how
what?
How often am I the Hamburglar?
I'm sort of, like, going to defend you on that one because, like, I don't care how perfect he is, but if you meet a guy who wants you to dress up as the Hamburglar, I feel like there's, like, underlying dark issues there that, like, need to be explored and are just going to, like, come out after, like, 20 years of marriage or something like that at, like, the worst time.
But check this out. It's crazy because I've been talking about this for years. And just recently, they updated the Hamburglar.
Dude, one of our longtime listeners, Greg, emailed me that.
So now he's like a hipster guy.
No, what? He just
And I think you would probably sleep with this guy if he was at the bar. You totally would.
Longtime listeners, Greg, shout out to Greg, he emailed me all the time. He did send me that. He's like, check this out. Let me see him. Yeah. Maybe I'd bang him.
You would bang him. I know you would.
We should put
He looks like a hipster douchebag from San Francisco that you would totally sleep with.
I thought I slept with used car salesmen.
That too.
I never slept with hipsters.
Wow.
Oh, he's cute.
See, I told you.
But he's not a cartoon.
See, now you're turning around on it. See, now you're on board.
Okay, I'd bang that Hamburglar.
I don't know.
Wow. No, there's sometimes you gotta draw the line. Maybe, like, and how often was it? Was it once a year on his birthday? Okay, I would love if you would help me answer an email from one of my listeners.
Sure. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go tune something real quick.
Okay. Go ahead. Where
keep,
are you going?
You're keep out. On talking.
Okay. Hi, Emily. Thank you for a lot of your advice. I have recently discovered how to orgasm.
Yay.
The only thing is I require porn to do so and have yet to discover how to orgasm without it. This wouldn't be an issue if it weren't for the fact that my partner now insists on putting some on whenever we're getting intimate. I know he's trying to be help and I appreciate him wanting me to enjoy myself, but I can't help but noticing he will often end up focusing more on the porn than on me, which makes me feel a bit inadequate and insecure. Am I being unreasonable, and how do I get past this? Any help would be appreciated. Thanks, Stacy.
Wow.
What would you say to this?
Well, I mean, I think it's definitely not healthy to watch porn every time you have sex. I mean,
or to do anything every time.
Yeah.
Right?
You should never do something every time you have sex. It sounds to me like maybe you need to create the excitement in the bedroom as opposed to on the TV, so it sounds like some kind of role-playing game.
Exactly.
Something different. I mean, sometimes, you know, maybe even it's something as simple as not going on vacation, but, like, renting a hotel room in your city. Like,
so
you know, like, just
hotel
a nice
sex
place.
Is the best.
Yeah, and then just go, like, get something, like, with a big bathtub and get, like, champagne and, like, you know, roses or whatever you want to do and just, you know, or, right. You know, what's also kind of sexy, too, is that you can pretend, like, my boyfriend and I have talked about doing this. Okay. We haven't done it yet, where you pretend like you're a mistress meeting, like, you know, you're, like, someone that you're having an affair with.
Exactly. It's so hot. And maybe you meet up in the hotel room, or even you say, tonight when we come home, I'm your mistress.
Yes.
And
you could dress up, you could wear something different that you totally would never wear. I mean, maybe try a wig.
Right.
I don't know.
It's so fun dressing up during sex.
Yeah.
And it's hot. You leave some of the clothes on. It's really sexy. And also, you know, our thoughts and fantasies are a huge part of female arousal. So I think because Stacey got tripped up because she was finally able to orgasm while watching porn, she's now attached to that experience.
Right.
So I think if she, like, just says, honey, no TV tonight or no porn tonight, and then they do start this role playing, or maybe they reenact one of the scenes they've seen in the porn,
exactly.
Or they talk about their own, kind of like people do on your TV show.
Yeah.
They talk about what their fantasy is, and they play it. I think that's all a good idea, because if the porn can become a problem, and I've been with guys, too, where we've watched it, and I'm like, he's really watching that porn a lot. He's not looking, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've had that too.
She gets jealous.
I don't get, dude, I'm not a jealous person, but if it's that's all they're watching and they don't even know what I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Pay attention to person. Me.
I like a lot of attention, but I'm not typically a jealous person.
Yeah.
And I don't think that she's being unreasonable though, because I think a lot of women are sort of walk the line. They're like, I like they're watching porn, but I don't want him to be just only watching the porn.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. It's unhealthy to fixate on anything.
Exactly.
You were just talking about hotel sex. I got to mention this because we were talking about this earlier on the radio show that I do today. And there was this amazing hotel that we were talking about. It's called the Caesars Resort in the Poconos. And this is the place you got to shoot next. It looks crazy. It's a big – they have a big champagne glass in your hotel room.
Oh, my God. Let me see.
That you can, like, hang out in. Look at how amazing.
Oh,
I don't know if you have to get a location release
God.
On that, but look how amazing that is.
That is people, amazing.
What's it called? Where is it?
Caesars Resorts in the Poconos.
We should tweet it or post it.
You know, there's – a friend of mine stayed at the MGM, like, in the Google – like the Google tower, the Google room,
oh my God.
Something like that. And they had like a champagne like tub there, he said.
Really?
Wait,
yeah, he called me from there. He's like, you want to shoot here so bad. Yeah. You know you do.
I just took a picture of what you sent to me.
Yes.
Thank you. That's right. Really cool. I mean, I did. Madison, what I just did a thing on hotel sex for some
men. Vacation sex.
But what was the hotel sex quotes for? Your tango?
It's Huffington Post.
Huffington Post. And then I did actually, I have a new column for Harper's Bazaar that's coming out, I think, next week online. And I did one on vacation sex. Because there is something to be said about switching up your location. When you're with someone and you're only having sex in the bedroom, and you know people that can't afford a hotel, then go on your back porch or dog sit for a friend and go in their house. I mean, or go in the living room. Just try to change up your location. You know, it's just important to like mix it all up.
Yeah.
I want to have sex in that champagne glass.
In your
next.
Car.
Do it.
In the car, it's hot.
I gave my boyfriend a hand job in the car the other day while we were driving.
Yeah, right? That's nice. Awesome. How's that to see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit and safer than Roadhead.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot safer, especially since I was driving.
Nice. That would have been a disaster.
Well, we were like multitasker.
We were in traffic.
Yeah, I get it. You know, traffic in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was so
happy. We were on the 405 for a very long time.
I'm so happy because the magic wand, I was just talking about this, but they become rechargeable now. You know the magic wand, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now they just came out rechargeable.
Yes.
Did you know this?
Yes.
So now I'm like, well, you can use it in traffic. I was saying this in my show, and they're like, that's really dangerous. I'm like, well, okay, I'm just saying, but you know, you don't need the plug anymore. Because it could be.
This is why we need self-driving cars to come out faster.
That is what I've been saying.
Obsessed with them.
Oh my God. So like since self-driving cars has like been a thing that they've been testing, I go, Emily, how awesome would it be like if, okay, I'm just going to program my car to drive to Vegas on the way. And then you're just having sex in the backseat of the car. She's like, that's not safe. I'm like,
no,
dude, fucking scientists
driving,
make
though,
the car.
I'm not a
it
good
should
driver.
Be okay.
Right. No,
it's,
you're
funny,
right.
It's funny that you're thinking like you're having sex in the back of the car the whole way. I'm thinking like, I could read in the back of the car the whole way. I'm like, I could do work. Like,
yeah,
but, I'm like,
yeah, you're right though. So many things. I would just take a nap.
I've been so into Uber lately. Like I wasn't that into Uber because I was like, I like to have my car. I would need everything in it. And I didn't have a car for a week because I was was in service and I love it because I can sit, I can chill, I arrive calm.
And then there's that moment when you realize that like getting an Uber is actually cheaper than like paying for parking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in LA, like especially if you're going to like West Hollywood or something,
right.
Like you pay like $20 bucks to park for
totally.
An
I'm getting
hour.
Rid of my car.
And I can drink. It's fun. It's
I know, good. Dude, right. It's the best.
Now there's no reason to start to not start drinking at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Or not.
Also, I don't know if you've been hearing all the articles lately, but Uber drivers are getting laid all the time now.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
No, dude, how did we not heard this?
I had an Uber driver actually hit on me. He was driving me on Valentine's Day to a restaurant to meet my boyfriend for dinner. And he texted me afterwards and said that he found me really attractive and asked.
But did you say you were on your way to meet your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
See, this is inappropriate because they
that's
do have your personal information.
So inappropriate.
You're like,
no,
I'm
did he text
car,
you through the app or text you on your phone?
No, because he texted me on the phone.
Oh, really?
That's inappropriate because you get out of your Uber car, our relationship is over. Like, you just got paid, my credit card, billed you, you got money.
If I didn't bring it up in the car, I'm not interested now.
That's weird. I wonder. I mean, I've had them. I usually, you know, I'm usually on the phone or busy, but I don't want that happened. That's a little invasion of privacy.
Oh, it was and the thing was is that I kind of wanted to complain about him, but he picked me up from my house. So I was so he knows where I live.
That's true.
We're
so trusting of this too, because it's like everyone's an Uber driver.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Well, okay, I kind of walked down the street just in case.
Oh, that's smart.
They might.
You're so smart. Okay, Holly. What else? So we want to talk about, people should check out your movie coming out, Adult DVD Empire.
Yes,
movie.
That's the distributor.
And Playboy TV Adult Film School. Is that on for another. You had three seasons. Congratulations, by the way, that's not easy.
Well, the third season just finished, and the fourth season is going to be airing sometime later this year. I don't know when yet.
I think it's a great concept. I think it's a great show. So congratulations, and you can find Holly Randall. That's RANDALL.
Yes,
and that's at Holly Randall on Twitter and Instagram, and your website.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It's been super fun. And I also, thank you, Menace.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to say, which I forgot to say at the beginning, that I am now teaching monthly workshops at Hustler Hollywood. I started, I taught my blowjob workshop.
I saw pictures on your Instagram.
The first one was
How to Blow His Mind.
How to Blow His Mind. And the other one was Masturbation Month. And this one now is going to be monthly. And this one is called Going Down with Emily. It's a workshop all about improving your oral sex skills for men and for women. It is Tuesday, June 23rd from 7:30 to 9 at Hustler Hollywood, and you can RSVP at hhrsvp@lfp.com. That's like Larry Flint Productions, lfp.com, to save your seat. And we have a blast because, first of all, Menace, there were listeners there that... I haven't done a lot of public stuff over the years. It's not because I'm like a hermit. I'm on the radio all the time. I'm doing this. But someone's been listening since Free FM.
Literally
10 years ago. And I was like, oh my God. So people come in and
it's crazy.
Even we've never met. Just come. It's fun. Then we go shopping for toys in the store after. I give you advice. We hang. It's chill. We have drinks, snacks. So come join me there.
You have charts. I saw charts
Chinks.
In the photo.
Oh, I made a vulva.
Yeah.
And I was pointing out all the different parts. Mm-hmm. So people
and they have a great little like cafe there too.
I know.
I've been to a lot of events there.
Have you? You should come. They have great. You live in this area, right? Or no, you
live
in New York?
Okay, I live in West LA.
That's right. Okay. Good. You should come. It's a good time. They do. What do they have? The jizz drink?
They're canceling their cafe, actually. Yeah, that guy had listened to me bitch about it last time. I was like, where's my chocolate jizz drink?
And I love the name.
Yeah. You yielded him too, actually.
I did?
You called him out. You're like, she wants her dark and dirty chai.
I'm pissed. But anyway, we're going to have drinks for you and stuff like that. And also, thank you, Madison, producer Madison. Thank you, Lori, intern, for producing a great show. Thank you, Menace, for being here and for being so fabulous. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
And everyone, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, follow me. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all Sex with Emily. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, peeps, here's the thing. I know a lot of you want to last a little longer in bed, or you just want to have better sex all around. And there is an orgasm gap. I'm going to ask my guest here, Holly. I know you're rocking out, but real quick, how long do you think it takes a woman to orgasm on average? You probably know this.
Oh, man.
And it can be a long span. I know.
It can be a while. It can be like a good like 15 minutes or something.
That's short. 15 to 30?
I mean, the girls that I work with, they're not always orgasming for real.
Right, exactly. Fake orgasms. But typically for a woman, it's like between like 15 and 40. And for men, it's like 6 and 8. So promescent actually closes the arousal gap so you guys can come together. At least you can wait until she goes. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. It's the only FDA approval for premature ejaculation. Or if you just want to last longer in bed, check it out. Go to promescent.com. That's PROMESCENT.com. Thanks for listening.
You know, when people start having public conversations with the psychotic voices in their own heads, well, you either get them a straitjacket or a podcast. For Phil Hendry, we chose podcast.
Hi, this is Phil Hendry.
Which seems to be the right decision, because since the world of Phil Hendry debuted at Podcast One, his audience has doubled. Or was that the number of weird characters in his head?
Well, I hope you're not referring to me. You better not be referring to me.
Download a new episode of The World of Phil Hendry every friggin' day.
I thought it'd be interesting.
Right here at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastONE.com.